Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bench Talk. I'm really excited to bring you this episode today. It's a little different. We are at the end of 2019, and I'm really excited. Actually, I'm really excited for the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, transitioning into this next phase of our lives and my life in particular, and of the business and everything that I will be bringing to you guys. I'm really excited about that. So what I'm doing for the last wrap up for Bench Talk, this was unexpected, but I really wanted to get this out to you guys. I thought about this just this past week, and I really wanted to get this out to you guys. You know, this is me planning, right? Wanted to get this out to you guys because I thought that it would be really great to give you a three-part series leading up to New Year's, right? So we'll wrap up the first part. We're wrapping up 2019, and I want to talk about the lessons that I've learned. So part two, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, no new you. So if you've been listening, you know, in 2019 or the end of 2018 or the beginning of 2019, January 2019, I did an episode, New Year's resolutions, no new you. This is part two of that, right? So I will have a part two. New Year's resolutions, no new you, and how my thought process has evolved from that. And I want to share that with you. And so then part three, the final part of this series, the special series for Bench Talk, wrapping up the year and starting into the new year. Part three will be called, yes, I am going there, the broke mindset, the poverty / broke mindset, because I've heard from several people and have seen online many different things called, what's it called? No Spend January. And when it was explained to me, I just was cringing about this No Spend January and the mindset to that. I totally do not subscribe to it, but we will get more into it in that episode. So we're having a three-part series for the wrap-up of 2019 and the kickoff for 2020, the end of the decade and starting a new decade. I'm so excited. So like I said, this episode, we're going to talk about lessons that I've learned this year in 2019, right? So let's get started. So 2019 has been a really interesting year. Business-wise, things have changed, things have evolved, and for the better. And I am so excited about it and happy that, you know, my business took twists and turns and pivots and all of that good stuff. So if you guys have been rocking with me since 2018, early 2019, you know or have noticed that we did a total rebrand, you know. So we moved from PM Professor to JMCC, which is Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting. And, you know, I've explained what that was and why we did it and all of that great stuff. In a nutshell, I am more aligned now with what I'm offering, what I can provide to you guys. Bench Talk will still remain the same for now. Bench Talk will still remain the same for now. I really do like that name. So we're evolving. So 2019 was a tremendous year, business-wise, tremendous year. A lot of things were going on in the background. Tried a lot of different things, changed a lot of different things. The biggest thing really was the rebrand, right? And that, with that came a lot of lessons business-wise, right? And what I brought into the business and the people that were working with me, the people that came into my path, tremendously great people who helped me learn business, you know, because really I'm a coach and I want to coach and I love talking to people and connecting with people. That's my thing. The business side of it, not so much, right? So I gotta learn a little bit more about that and get a little bit more comfortable with it. Full transparency, I love coaching. And that's where my gift is. So there's a lot that I had to turn over and release to other people. And that's part of the lessons learned for 2019, right? So I have four key things that I learned in 2019. I'm going to go through them. But on a high level, the four things are letting go, going with your gut, doing your best, and being selfish. Sounds strange, right? But it's not, right? So it's really interesting. So let's start with letting go. That's a tough lesson to learn when you are typically used to controlling a lot of things, right? And being responsible for a lot of things. And the birth of this business has been like a baby, right? It's like another child for me. And letting go of some of the responsibilities was very tough. So for me, with everything that I had on my plate, I had to really get real with myself. Jackie, what can you do? What are the things that are high priority, really important, major things that you need to do? And what are things that you can let go of because it's churn? You know, it's things that other people can do, and you're good with letting go of that. Even with that, there are some of the major things that I was responsible for that I had to let go of because there was so much on my plate. And so I had to learn how to really prioritize in such a way where I had to step back from, you know, being married to everything that I felt that I needed to do. I had to really come out of myself and step back and look on paper in black and white. Here are the things that you do. What are the things that you can give to someone else? What are the things you don't want to give to someone else? And really study those, right? And write down, and this is what I had to do, write down the things that, or the reason why I didn't want to give it to someone else. And when I looked at those reasons and thought about those reasons, they were so selfish in that I made myself bigger. I made myself bigger than I needed to be, you know, more important than I needed to be. But one of the things with that, I had to trust and I had to choose the right people and have the right people around me on my team. And I had that. And I had to let go because you cannot do everything. So I'm talking about business right now, right? And in this business, I knew that I couldn't do everything. I'm still, you know, I still have a personal life. I'm still a mom and all of that. Add that on top of it, right? Everything that I am to myself and to and for other people, add all of that into the mix, right? So no, we cannot do everything. Some things are gonna take the back burner, and it's just a matter of what is important to you when, right? And what can you relinquish? So letting go was such a big lesson for me in 2019. There's things that I had to let go of, whether it was certain responsibilities, giving them to other people, certain tasks, giving them to other people, and also letting go of certain mindsets, right? Because with all of that, I had to sit and look at myself and say, really, what are you doing? Where is this coming from? Right. And so in doing that, it was internal work for me as well. You know, doing the internal internal work on my mindset. Where did this come from? Why am I thinking this? Okay, now I know why I'm thinking this. What are the things that I can do to move through it? And a lot of it had to do with trust. Trusting myself, trusting other people, and trusting the process, right? A lot of it has to do with trust. Another thing with letting go also is letting go of the outcome. So if you listen to last year's New Year, New You podcast episode, I want to say it's episode 2, don't quote me on that. In 2019, I believe I talked about, you know, doing, you know, not do, making goals, making, setting goals, right? And not really setting goals, setting intentions and things like that. We'll talk about that a little bit more in upcoming episodes, but, you know, letting go of the outcome. So if you set a goal, your focus really is on the outcome of that goal. Once you set an intention, your focus isn't necessarily on the outcome, it's on the journey, right? So that's why I had such a different take on New Year's resolutions. And that's part two. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But, you know, for me, if we get back to letting go, I had to let go of the outcome of goals because I was too focused on what the end result is going to be and focus on the end result. When you do that, you totally miss the entire journey. What does it take to get there? And in missing, not really enjoying the journey, what can happen too is that you miss opportunities because you're so focused on that end goal. You're looking right when you should be looking left, center, right, back, forth, in every direction. So if you have your focus specifically only on one thing, you are prone to, the probability is very high and likelihood is very high that you will miss a lot of opportunities that will come your way and that are coming your way to help you attain what that goal is. That's why a lot of times I say I really don't do goal setting. It's more so intention setting, because with intention setting, I'm allowing a lot of different things to come to me. I am aware, right, of many different things and comfortable in that, as opposed to looking at a goal and looking at just the end result and missing everything else, right? So first thing that I had to do over the first lesson that I learned, really one of the lessons that I learned, is really it's letting go. So it's letting go of control, letting go of the focus on the outcome, letting go of that outcome and trusting yourself, trusting other people, and trusting the process. And one of the things that I say in my business is trust the process. You have to trust the process, and I have to live by that as well. It is easier said than done, but I'm working to make that easier done, right? So trusting the process. So letting go is number one. Number two kind of goes with this as well. Going with your gut, right? The lesson that I learned, it's probably the biggest lesson of 2019 for me. And I probably should have put it in as number one, but these are not in any specific order. So, two is going with your gut. And there were times in 2019, in this year, where I did not listen to my inner voice and, listen to my gut. And things turned out badly, or things turned out in such a way that were not good, you know. And then when it turned out that way, I looked back and I said, I knew this was going to happen because I didn't do this, right? I didn't do that. I didn't listen to the, I guess, intuition that I had that I should have done something a little bit differently, or I should have done something and I did something else, right? I didn't listen to my gut. And that happened several times in 2019. And it turned out not great, right? And so with that, the lesson was, listen to your gut no matter what. And I tell you, I am going to go forward with that even stronger, even bigger in the next coming days, in the next coming months, weeks, in the next year, like just keep going with it. Because, you know, even if something inside of me is telling me one thing and there's other part of me that's telling me, or it's telling me to do another thing, I really need to listen to that first instinct, you know, that instinct, that thing that is nagging at you, that's just nagging at you. And it may not make sense to you at that point. It may not make sense to you right at that moment, or that voice that's telling you, don't do it. Or the voice that's telling you, do it, jump, go, take action. Listen to that, because on the other side of it, when you don't, it doesn't turn out the way that you expected, right? It doesn't turn out in mainly in a positive way for you. So that happened to me several times. You know, I'm trying to think of a couple of examples that I could give without, you know, throwing other people under the bus or situations or other businesses under the bus, which you know, I don't want to do and I won't do. But let's just say that there were opportunities that I went after that I knew I should not have gone after, right? I listened to other people, or I did not necessarily listen to other people. I thought that's what I should have done because that's what everyone else was doing. And it turned out that's not what I should have done because it didn't feel right to do it. But that's what everyone was doing, right? And I'm thinking that's what I needed to do. I'm at the point right now that I will no longer go there. I will no longer be that person for my business, personal and business-wise, not doing it. I am going to listen to my gut, but I'm not going to force things, right? So a lot of times we think that nothing is happening. I got to do something. I got to take action. I got to do. And typically my personality is go, 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 go. And I'm learning slowly that action, you know, well, I already know this just by from my trade, from project management. You know, action does not necessarily mean progress, right? You know, you can have people doing all of these things, does not mean you're progressing. Translate that into business, translate that into personal life. Action does not always mean progress, right? And so don't force the action. Don't force an action or an impulse to do something or do something out of a bad place, right? Or an uncertain place or a doubtful place or a fearful place, because what you are doing could add more negativity to the outcome, right? And may not be something that you want to, the way you want it to turn out, because you're making this action, you're trying to make up for something else, right? Oh, I didn't do this, or I didn't say this. Let me go and do this. Let me hurry up and do this. And it's like, no, sit back and wait, you know, sit back and wait for an opportunity, wait for the right time. Don't force things. Don't force opportunities. And I'm not saying to just sit, you know, sit and wait for everything. Not saying that. It's when the time is right, you know it, you feel it. If you do things before the time is right, that's when it doesn't turn out well. Again, another lesson for me in 2019 in business, doing things before the time is right. And so what I had to do, and the lesson that I learned in that, is I took a step back. I took more than a step back. I went all the way back. So you guys will probably notice that I was not as active on social media from, I want to say, October, November-ish through now, you know, through the end of the year. You saw a lot of people in your inbox. You saw a lot of people on your threads, you know, in your news feeds and popping up in your social media. I really wasn't there. And that was on purpose because I took a step back and I had to work on my mindset. I had to work on what I really wanted to do. I had to put things in place for me, for you. Right. And so I wasn't going to force it. Initially, I was thinking all of these things. Oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. And we got to put this out and got to do that. And it didn't feel right. It just did not feel right to me. And I can't do what doesn't feel right at all. You know, and I the way things were feeling was not good. And I said, this is not me. Like, this business side of doing things is not me. I have to be authentic. And if being authentic means not running with the crowd and not doing what everyone else is doing, well, by damn, that's what I'm going to do, because I know that I need to be authentic with what I'm doing for you and what I'm doing for me, what I'm doing in the business, right? So that was a huge lesson for me. And that big lesson came around, I guess it was around Black Friday timeframe, you know, all the sales, and we could have been doing this, we could have been doing that, and it just didn't feel right for me. Part of it for me was I didn't want to compete with 10,000 emails that you're getting, didn't want to compete with, you know, Listen to me, get this, go there, download this. Don't want to do it. I don't want to be part of that fray. You know, I don't want to be a part of that. It didn't feel right. You know, we set things up to probably, not probably, we set things up to be in that. And then I pulled. I said, no, I can't do it. Doesn't feel right. And for some, it may not sound like sound business decisions, but for me, Jackie Mitchell, if it didn't feel right, I wasn't going to do it. And it didn't feel right, so I did not do it. I had to take a step back, you know, and work certain things out. What do I want to provide? What service or message am I providing you and of value, right? I don't want to, and I know I provide value. I know I provide great service, but I didn't want to be part of the noise. That was a thing for me. I didn't want to be a part of the noise. And some people are probably listening, thinking, well, if you're that great, it doesn't matter. Well, my response to that is, if it's not authentic to me, I'm not doing it, period. I don't care about how much money I could have possibly lost and what I could have gained from it. That's not what I'm doing this for. Yeah, we're in business to make money. But if it doesn't feel right, I'm not going to do it. So that was, you know, a huge thing that I learned from 2019 and even before that. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Go with your gut. And I know I'm talking mainly on business, and there were personal situations as well. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You know, it's not about the logical aspect of things. My clients will tell you, when we get on the phone for our session, one of the first questions I ask is, how are you feeling? The last question I ask is, how are you feeling? Because it's about how you're feeling, right? Not the logical, you know, analytical part of things. I should do this because of this, and I should do that because of that. No, like, how do you feel about this thing? What feelings are, you know, what feelings are evoked from this thing or that situation or this experience, right? Words, you could say all of these words and they sound nice and pretty and sexy, but if the feeling doesn't match and the emotion does not match that, what you want to feel, then why take the action, right? Why take the action? It's not going to turn out well at all. So that was another lesson that I learned. It's something that I already knew, but I put it more in force. Like, I put it more out there for me to guide me on the things that I'm doing, right? So number three, moving on to number three, do your best. Doing your best, right? For me, again, it kind of all goes together. It's probably one big ball of lessons learned. The same theme, right? So doing your best. For me, doing your best, I can only be who I am. I can only do what I know to do and what I learned to do and do more of it and do it at the best that I can do. I'm really big on value and how I'm perceived, because doing your best is part of your brand, right? What are people saying about you is really what your brand is. You know, how do people perceive you? Do they label you as lazy, or do you not show up, or do you, you know, what's the value that you bring and how well do you do your work or your task or whatever? You know, doing your best, for me, I always give 110%. If I can't give 110%, I'm not going to do it. Again, it kind of goes back to what I was saying just a little while ago, right? So I am always aware of my brand, personal and professional. Always aware of it. For me, doing my best is really the only thing that I can offer, is my best, right? Have enough reserve so that if you're not at your best, it can still be perceived as your best, you know, or even just good, right? So you building up enough reserve with people and in experiences so that if you're not always at a 10, and you're at a 5, for those who've been listening, you kind of get where I'm going with this. If you're not at a 10 and you're at a 5, 5 is still good. They would know, they wouldn't even know any better, right? You would know, you know, but they wouldn't know. So you build up enough reserve because you have been doing your best. You show up every day. Every day is not going to be a great day. I can attest for that. Every day is not going to be a great day. You can set the intention on having a great day and finding things to be grateful for and putting yourself in a good feeling, you know, in a good feeling mood or what have you, evoking great emotions. But sometimes every day is not a good day. But even with that, like I said, if you've built up enough reserve, and what I mean by that, again, always doing your best. And for me, it was really interesting. 2019, I did not exert a lot of effort in finding contracts. I have to be honest. I didn't. Like it came to me. People came to me and offered me different things, and I was able to choose, you know, be in a position to choose what I wanted and negotiate what I wanted because folks came to me, which says a lot, you know, and it's not bragging. It is how it is for me. And that's why when I'm coaching, I you know, tell folks all the time, you have to do your best. Don't complain about a situation and how a situation is. If you know that you haven't shown up, if you know that your coworker has done more quality than you, you know, and has a better attitude about it and has a better rapport with people and things like that, don't complain. You know, maybe you should be modeling that behavior for yourself in your way, right? So do your best. If you don't do your best, you cannot expect certain things, right? Doing your best and not worrying about anybody else, what they're doing at all, will always set you up, because now you're just putting things in what I call reserve. You're putting things in reserve because that is your brand. That is your reputation. That's what people are talking about. Build that up so that when it comes time, you don't have to work hard at networking. And I truly believe networking goes hand in hand with your the way people perceive you and your brand, right? So doing your best, you're building up that bank of reserve, how people are perceiving you. People will remember you. They will remember what you did for them and how you made them feel, and how successful you were for them, for the organization, how you, you know, showed up. All of that goes together with doing your best, right? And so networking is not a bad word. It really isn't an action, honestly. It's people reaching out to you. A lot of times people reaching out to you, or you're reaching out to folks, and you're cashing in, if you will, for lack of a better term. Some people may not like to hear this, and they're probably thinking, oh, what is she talking about? But I'm going to say it. Like, you're cashing in on what you have put in the bank. You know, you're cashing that in. But you have to do your best in order to have that. And so when people are saying, oh, I don't like to network, and I don't like to this, and I don't like to that, how are you showing up? You know, and even if you're talking to a stranger, somebody you've never met before, you have to now deposit good feelings and you know a good brand to them of yourself, right? And so that's a big thing for me. And I saw how in 2019 I was able to go to the bank and cash that check. Literally cash that check on the reserve that I put in into doing my best and people paying for that. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about in experience, in contracts, in new positions, in different things like that, new opportunities. So many opportunities came to me in 2019 professionally in my trade that I could not even have imagined. But it's because people liked me. You know, I networked with the right people. People talked about me to other people. People said, hey, you know, give this to Jackie. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know they knew my name. You know, my name is going around in circles that I didn't even know my name would even be in those circles. And where did that come from? It came from me doing my best and building up those reserves with people, those experiences with people. So that was an awesome thing for me in 2019. I was really, really excited about that. So that is something that I want you guys to think about, really think about that coming into the new year and leaving 2019. What have you done? What's in your reserve? And if you're in a deficit, you need to start working on building that up. If you don't complain. I'm like really, really black and white with it. My clients can tell you I'm really black and white with it. If you're not going to do the work to get to where you want to get to and to allow certain things, allow certain opportunities to come to you, don't complain if you're not going to do the work. If you're not going to be who you know you really can be, you got to, then you're going to just live by default and take what comes to you because you can't stay in one place and not do your best and not do your best and expect the best. You really can't. So that's my take on that. The last thing that I learned in 2019, more so than any other year, is being selfish. And I'm not saying being selfish in a way that is so negative. And I know that's sometimes a negative connotation. But being selfish in such a way that I put me first, I put my feelings first, and, you know, learning to do that more and more and more, because you get to a point where once you start putting you first, you're no longer worried about, you know, what other people say, think, or do in regards to you, right? No one can shake you. No one can rock your foundation. That's what I mean by that. No one can rock your foundation, right? May shake a little bit. Some things may not feel really great. But being selfish in taking care of yourself and your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, taking full care of yourself. You know, we talk about self-care all the time, but really getting selfish with your time, selfish with your mind, selfish with just who you are, and not allowing those, you know, energy drainers and zappers to take from you. Like, build this fortress around you where you're selfish enough to build yourself up. So now you have this armor and you can go out in the world and no one is going to shake it, right? You can go on a job interview and not get the job and you're still okay. You're not worrying about your confidence. You're not worrying about, am I good enough? Because you've been selfish enough to yourself and with yourself that you've built yourself up. You are more concerned about your relationship with you than anyone else's relationship, you know, your relationship with anyone else. Yes, those other relationships are important, but the most important relationship that you have is the one that you have with yourself. Why? Because you want to build your confidence. You want to have strong confidence. You want to be assertive, right? You want to be bold. You want to be aware. All of these things. And when I say being selfish, taking the time for yourself to build that up, whatever that means to you, whether it's going to therapy, whether it's getting a coach, a health coach, a wellness coach, a life coach, a career coach, any kind of coach, a financial coach, doesn't matter. Life strategist, doesn't matter. Build on you. And then you'll see other things around you start to fall into place, or the way you show up and experience everything else, like you're unshakable. Again, sometimes things will shake you, but they may not shake you off your foundation to the point where you're thinking, now I'm not worthy because I didn't get that job, or because that person didn't call me back for the interview, or because, you know, I wasn't selected to get the promotion, or I wasn't selected to do that project, or I wasn't selected to go on that business trip, or I wasn't selected to sit in on this meeting, right? It wouldn't faze you because, you know, one, like we talked about, you did your best. Two, you've worked on yourself to put yourself in such a place where all that other stuff, just it really doesn't faze you, right? So working on yourself, being selfish with your time, your mind, your body and soul, just really working on you, taking time for you, taking time to self-care. And that's what I did in 2019, probably half the year. I think it was 4 months. I had no contracts and I was good. Good. When I say good, totally good. I was able to do what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, with whom I wanted to do it. I, you know, massages on days where, you know, people are at work. I remember one day, sunny outside, and I was like, oh, such a beautiful day. I'm just going to sit outside and do absolutely nothing. And I sat in my little front patio area and I did absolutely nothing. I answered no calls. I answered no emails, nothing. I was just relaxing. And I was able to do that because it's certain things that I put in place, but still, you know, being selfish with my time, being selfish with that and taking a step back from business and everything else and just working on me, reading. I'm looking right now in my nightstand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I read 6 books in the last 5 weeks, which is unheard of for me. Completely unheard of for me. But what I did, I would read. I mean, these were books that were just really about transformation, you know, as far as mindset and who you are and just different things like that. But for me, it helped me in business. It helped me to take the step back that I needed to regroup and ground and align myself and then to move forward. Right. So when I say selfish, I know a lot of women who reach out to me about coaching, and a lot of it is life coaching as opposed to career coaching, reach out to me and, you know, I'll ask certain questions and it's the same theme with them. They don't take the time for themselves. Like they're living by default. Other people are managing their time and they're burnt out. They're miserable. They don't know where to go. They feel stuck. You know, they're miserable at work mainly. It's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. So it's like, find out what it is that you want. And the best way to find out what you want is identifying what you don't want. And then look at the opposite of that. What is it that I do want, right? And then now being selfish, again, I'm just going to keep saying it, being selfish with building up on you. Right. So whether that means if you're in a frenzy, go take a nap, go to sleep. You know, I have a friend. Sometimes we go through our things like, I'm going to go to bed, you know, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go take a nap, you know, just to revive sometimes. Go and take a hot shower or take a hot bath. Sit in there for a couple hours. Reheat the tub, whatever it takes. You know, you have kids, close your door, let someone else take them. You don't have to cook every night. You don't have to do, honestly, you don't have to do anything, really. Now, practically, yes, you do what you need to do, but put yourself first and take care of you first, because if you are empty, you have nothing to give anyone else. And that is the biggest lesson that I learned in 2019. It's something that I've always have known. But in 2019, I don't know, it just kind of zapped me, whereby things fell into place for me where I was able to take time off and take time for me, which was needed more than I even realized, you know. So certain things happen and it's for your benefit. You know, you may at that point think, oh my God, what am I going to do? And this, that, or the other. But if you really sit and look at it, it's like, okay, what can I do with this time? What are the things that I could do with this time to make the most of this time? And sometimes it's not doing a damn thing. Sometimes that's the best thing that you can do is not do anything, because anything that you could think of to do to help, probably try to help the situation will hurt the situation, right? So just sit back and get your mind right and get your stuff together and just, you know, focus on you. So those are the four things. I'm going to wrap them up again. The end of year wrap up. So this year has been, it's been an awesome year for me. I cannot complain. I won't complain because so many good things have happened this year and so many not so great things that happened this year. But even with the not so great things that happened, it helped me see the things that I want to happen and helped me to go in that direction. So, and then that kind of all goes into the whole success failure conversation that we've been having here on Bench Talk with different guests, right? So to wrap up, the four things that I learned this year: letting go, number one; going with your gut, number two; doing your best, number three; and number four, being selfish. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bench Talk. This is the first part in a three-part series that I'm doing this week. Part two coming up is New Year's resolutions and my take on that. And it is truly a part two because I did one earlier this year. And I want to talk about how that thought process has evolved a little bit. And help you get aligned into not getting overwhelmed and following what everyone else is doing and feeling, stuck, right? So hopefully that'll help you. And so that's part two. And then part three will be the conversation on the broke mindset. And it will make sense to you when we get there. But yes, so this part one, the wrap-up lessons learned for 2019, I hope you guys look back at this year in a good way. You know, whether things happened this year that were not so great, look at those things that happened that were not so great and try to find a lesson in them. You may not always see it right away, but it'll come to you. You know, what were the things that you took away from those events, you know, or those situations, those experiences of 2019 that did not go the way that you expected? Did they get better? Did, you know, things get a little bit worse for you? But then think about what that looks like, right? So look, I hope you guys take a moment to reflect on 2019, what you've done, what you still want to do, because you can do what you want to do. Every day is a new year, if you ask me. You know, I just had that conversation with my sister. But at the end of every year, I look back and I say, okay, what did we accomplish this year? What were some of the great things for 2019? And I have a list of things and people that I've met this year. I want to take this time to say thank you to everybody that supported me in Bench Talk and JMCC, even in PM Professor. Thank you all so much. All of the guests that I had this year on Bench Talk, that was amazing. So amazing. And I'm so excited to have the next season of Bench Talk come out with even more great guests. And also, I cannot forget on the other podcast that I partnered with or was a guest on, I thank those folks who had me on with their audiences. I really appreciated that. That was fun. I plan to do much more of that coming up. So guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Bench Talk. See you in next part, or part two. See you in part two. Thanks, guys. This is Jackie Mitchell, your career consultant. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Jackie Mitchell CC. And on Twitter, Jackie Mitch, that's Jackie M-I-T-C-H-C-C. Thank you, guys.